Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the evening service. It's good to be with you. If you would please turn with me to number 20 in the church hymnal. And I'll take two selections from you after this, and I'll be taking selections from you through the evening. So if you've got a song that you'd like to have sung, just let it be known. Number 20.
Oh, we bless thy name, O Lord, thy goodness we record, we tell thy great and wondrous love, we publish it abroad, we look to thee on high, we praise and glory.
Selection. Pardon me? 25. So, I don't know how it sounds back there. From up here, it sounds like maybe the nap wasn't that far in the background. And you've all heard this expression when somebody has a beautiful voice, they could sing the phone book and it would still sound beautiful. The reverse is not also true. So it sounds lovely, but it sounds a little bit like you're singing from the phone book. And I'm not, I don't want to hit you with a hammer and then expect you to sing more loudly, but I would just encourage you, think about what you're singing. And if possible, get your face up out of the book. These are songs we've sung since we were children. And this song, for example, we probably have sung, I would hazard a guess, anybody my age has probably sung it 1,000 times, and you don't need your books. And so I'd encourage you to just lift your faces up and sing. One of the tips that Brandon Mullett told us years ago that I've always remembered about singing is that unlike prose, poetry is very, very, very carefully written, that every single word matters. And prose should do the same thing, but poetry is even more so. So every single word that this poet put into these songs has significance, has a meaning. And as we're singing through, one of the things that helps is to look for the words that are like a hook upon which we hang the meaning of the song. So as you look forward in this song, I have found a friend in Jesus. What are some hook words in that? What is a hook word in that phrase? A friend. So when you get to that word, think about that. It doesn't mean that you have to sing that extra loudly. It just means that if we all, as we sing through these songs, think about the words of significance and hang the song on those words, it will come out more clearly. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. So just think of that as we sing, and may God bless you. It's really enjoyable to be with you here again tonight. The Lily of the Valley.
Oh, I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. Sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my strength. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, all my griefs has taken, and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken, and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. So through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Okay, what's the next song? 42 and 26? Is that right? Okay, so let's take 42 now, and we'll come back to 26 next time around. Number 42, this song tends to drag just a little bit, so let's keep it moving. And how about we have the men sing the third verse and the ladies sing the fourth verse? And the other three verses we'll just sing as normal.
Jesus, I bow. Inside, bring me thy love.
Thank you for that selection. Beautiful song. Look to David at this time.
Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here. Greet each of you in Jesus' name. Really appreciate those songs. I'd like to think a little bit about singers or singing, and that's what we do, isn't it? Especially tonight. I don't usually have my device up here, but I was wanting to read some stuff off of there. When we think of singing, I'd just like to read the definition that I found for singing. Did you ever think of what singing is? Singing is the act of creating musical sounds. With the voice, though. Okay, then a person who sings is called a singer or vocalist. Singers perform music that can be sung with or without accompaniment. Singing is often done in an ensemble of musicians, such as a choir of singers. I think I'll stop with that. You can turn your Bibles over to Colossians chapter 3. I was just looking, and the word sing appears over 400 times in the scripture. And 50 of those times are commands. I found that interesting to me. Again, Colossians 3, we of course have the passage here. I'd like to read from verse 12 through maybe 17. It says, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Just a couple things that I noticed. It says put on. But then we go down into verse 15 and 16 and it says let. Use the words let. So we have to open ourselves to allow that to come in. And that's how we do with anything that is bombarding us. Sometimes we don't feel like we have a choice maybe, but we do. We have to let that in. And so if we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, then we can share with one another in psalms and hymns. And then it makes a distinction. It says spiritual songs. So to think there is so many songs out in this world around us today, and here it is telling us to specifically, let's sing spiritual songs and singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I'd like to read a few more thoughts here that I have. There's some characteristics of singers that I found interesting. And if this is not you, you're not excused, okay? Okay, a singer has a good singing voice, self-confidence, a love of music, commitment and patience, determination and discipline, the ability to deal with criticism and rejection. I found that last one really interesting. But if you don't think you have a good singing voice, don't worry. You can make a joyful noise, as people like to say. But, you know, I've heard some people that claimed not to be good singers, singing out behind the barn or in their truck or somewhere else. And guess what? They were right on tune. I'm not sure what the problem was. Maybe they were nervous. So, singing does a lot for us. There are a little bit of science maybe, or whatever, but there is endorphins that are released. It's like a chemical release when we sing, which help promote positive thoughts. This is especially true when we sing with other people. Isn't that interesting? You feel that uplifted feeling when you sing together, even as you're as a family. If you sing together as a family, you can be drawn together. Group singing also includes the production of oxytocin, and that is a bonding hormone. This can reduce stress, anxiety, and increase the feelings of trust and well-being. Research has also shown that singing can be good for you on many levels. It may help lower stress, boost immunity and lung function, enhance memory, improve mental health, and help you cope with physical and emotional pain. One of the best things about singing is that you don't have to be good at it to reap the rewards. Isn't that wonderful? And I'd like to read Ephesians 5:19. That's also a very familiar verse. It says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This maybe has a thought of singing to yourself or within yourself. But very seldom can you sing within yourself that it doesn't come out. You hear someone humming a tune, singing along with something, and it can be such a blessing to all of us, can't it? I just think that our heritage of singing is so important. I was at a church one time. Well, I guess I should just say I appreciate having a song leader to follow. And, you know, I think it helps us to know when to start and stop, and, you know, it gives us a little direction. And often we say, oh, sing out, come on, sing out, sing out, come on, sing. And have you ever been in a church where it was the other way? I was in a church one time, and they sang so loud, I just shouted, and I could not even hear myself. I just couldn't believe it. It wasn't that they were way off tune or anything, but I mean, they were just yelling these songs, and I think that distracted me somewhat. But anyway, I do appreciate the care given to leading songs and singing and being able to learn the songs and even the old songs. We tend to sing them without thinking as far as the music, but a lot of times the music is matched so well to the song that it can enhance our experience. All right, that's all I have. Thank you for your time. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your many blessings to us, for the privilege of being together to sing praises to you. And we just thank you that we can sing in all of our church services. And we just ask that you would help us to open our hearts to you and let your spirit into our lives. Just bless this evening, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for that, David. Appreciated that. All right, number 26 in the Christian hymnal. We are created in the likeness of God, the Bible tells us. I think one of the ways that we are created in the likeness of God is that we are created to be creative. And when it comes to our existence, I think we live our best life when we are being creative, when we're God is working work in us that produces something that comes from us. And there are many different ways that happens. Some of you draw, some of you find expression in other ways. And I do think it is a beautiful thing that God gave us this gift of music. And it's not something that we take ownership of, but it's a gift that he's given us, and it's amazing that he's done that. And I know a lot of us like to listen to music, and I think that's great. Somebody created that, and they need somebody to listen to it as well. But one of the gifts of singing as a group like this is that we get to create these sounds, and it's something that God gave us, and he was creative. And he said, here's a gift, enjoy this. We're not just intellectual beings. We could read these, we could get together and read all these poems, and we'd be blessed by that. But there's something about singing together that is just a real blessing and a privilege. All right, number 26. And immediately after this, the children can come up front, and Marcia will lead them in song.
Thank you, children, for that. Thank you, Miss Marcia. And she was my first grade teacher, by the way. I just can never really think of her unless I think of Miss Marcia. That's what we called her. And that was a very good year for me. I remember one thing that still stands out is she was asking us what songs we know, us first graders. Do you know this song? Do you know that song? And, oh, I knew that song. And she said, "Boy, you just know all the songs, don't you?" I don't think I knew them all, but I did know a few of them. So I appreciate that. And I did want to say one thing, one story when singing got me in trouble. We went to Bible school, and we stopped at a New Order Amish church for the weekend. And, of course, they sang songs first, and oh, I knew the tunes, so I just sang along, you know, and they thought I knew German. So when they dismissed for Sunday school, they just said it all in German, and boy, I was lost. Stumbled around, didn't know where to go. So that's one time maybe I sang too much. I'm not sure. Let's take our Christian hymnals and turn to 278. Then I'll take one selection from you after this. I'd like to stand for this song, if you would. There's power in the blood. One thing you notice when you sing, you know, you have the prominent beats, and then the off beats, if you want to call it that. But in this song, it, you know, would you be free from a burden of sin? There's power in the blood, you know, and see how that matches the song. I just really like that. 278.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power.
Thank you. You can be seated. Someone have a selection? In the Christian hymnal? 139. I believe the Bible. After this song, have a group, I think Megan and Allison have a group. We'll look to them after this song.
I believe the Bible.
God bless y'all for sharing. That was beautiful. If I dared, I'd ask you just to come back up and sing that last song again. But it was a real blessing. I love that song. Okay, what is your selection?
Number 391
in which book? In the Christian hymn. Number 391. One thing that struck me again, you know, the other day when we had the choir here for Sunday morning, was that there's a song for no matter where we are. And this is a song of giving ourselves to the Lord. And this song is especially meaningful, I think, for us in times when we're trying to figure out the will of God. And I love the message of this song. So thank you for this one. And we'll take another song immediately after this one, another selection.
Thank you.
531 and...
358.
Okay, 531 and 358. We'll take 531 here first. Okay. Beautiful song of comfort going through hard times. After this song, Jason has a group.
Often weary and worn on the pathway below, when the burden is heavy, my heart throbs with woe. There comes a sweet whisper to quell every sigh. Do not faint, need the Lord. There is rest by above.
We have a few songs to sing this evening, and to be honest, Joseph kind of twisted my arm so that he could say Jason had the group. To be a little bit more honest, we were coming to church. My wife and I were grumbling just a little bit, actually. But then we got here, and after we were done, it was like, this was a lot of fun, and we really, really enjoyed it. And some of the stuff that David said is very true. And some of you are still sitting back there, but there's a lot of people, or there's a few more people here our age, and some of them aren't here right now. I was just thinking that we have probably, for myself, it's like 17 years of heritage of singing, like with probably everybody up here and then some of you back there and some of them that aren't here, and how much of a blessing that actually is, where you can just get up here on a Sunday afternoon and have a little bit of fun singing for 45 minutes and enjoy it just an awful lot, where it feels like no sacrifice at all, and then you wonder why you don't do it more often. So anyway, and along with that, one of those things that I was thinking about, if you have something like that, you should always recognize that, and then you should also cultivate it, because if you don't, you're going to lose it.
Shepherd is my Lord.
Thank you so much for those songs. I was sitting there thinking, you know, thinking about the heritage of singing. In every group, there's weaknesses and strengths. And I think the heritage that we have of singing is one of the strengths. And, you know, Jesus told that church, one of the churches in Revelation, strengthen those things which remain. Singing isn't the only thing, but as we think about the good things, let's strengthen those, hang on to them, and keep them. Okay, let's, I think that other number was 358, is that right? The Christian hymnal. Let's sing that song, Alone with God.
When storms of life around me beat is there I find new strength for duty.
Okay, I would like to turn to number 599 and sing a couple of verses of that song. I really enjoy songs of heaven and like to end the evening maybe on that. On the last verse, we'll ask the chorus to come up, and then after that the ministers can close. I sure appreciate all of you that came, and you know, we often say, just thank you for those that took part. Well, you all took part, so thank you.
I'd like to have the chorus bring your Christian hymnals up with you.
Okay, remember that? Okay, 599, Rest Over Jordan. I'd like to sing the first, fourth, and fifth verses.
To the promised home in glory, to that land of bliss forest, my Redeemer's gone before me to prepare a mansion blessed. Yes, there is rest over Jordan's water, rest for such as from sin are free, rest for all who come to Jesus, rest for you and me. Death itself shall then be vanquished, and his sting shall be withdrawn, shall
songs from the Christian hymnal, and then we're going to sing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. Okay, so in the Christian hymnal, let's do 453. Okay, so first verse, it's how baby sings soprano and alto. And hum, and then on the fourth verse, let's add some baritone.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of God.
577. Next song is another very familiar one. When the roll is called yonder, so we'll ask you all to join us on the last verse. Let us labor for the master.
Shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Try.